The result is that ByteDance has had more success outside of China than any previous Chinese internet company, including Baidu and Tencent. The TikTok app and its Chinese version have been installed more than a billion times. It has no relation to TikTok, Bloomberg LP's breaking news network. Late last year, executives told investors that they expect $18 billion in revenue this year and $29 billion in 2020, according to people familiar with its finances who aren't authorized to discuss the company publicly. ByteDance will become a global player, says Hans Tung, managing partner of GGV Capital, one of the company's backers. It's just a matter of when. ByteDance's Beijing headquarters, a former aerospace museum with 50-foot glass skylights, is a celebration of the company's frantic pace. On a January afternoon, a video in the cafeteria asked workers to share New Year's resolutions and regrets. Most seemed to involve workaholism. "To my ex, I'm sorry I was too busy at work," one employee said. "I'm sorry to my kids that I'm never home," another message lamented. The corporate culture is intense, even by the standards of Chinese startups. Employee performance goals are published internally via a mobile app the company created called Lark and are reviewed every other month. In an interview, ByteDance's Senior Vice President for Corporate Development, Liu Zhen, mentions that founder and chief executive officer Zhang Yiming likes to travel to the West when the Beijing office shuts down during Chinese holidays, so he can keep working, she explains. Zhang declined interview requests. Now 36. He started ByteDance in 2012 in an apartment near Beijing's Tsinghua University. One of its first apps, Nahan Duanzi, implied jokes, used AI to tailor a selection of memes to individual users' tastes. The effect was irreverent. Think of Reddit, but a little bit grosser and more personal, and the app attracted tens of millions of users. ByteDance used the same approach to develop a news app, Jinri Tutiao, Today's Headlines, which became China's largest news site with more than 700 million users. The success prompted acquisition offers from Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent, all of which Zhang declined.